Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo ICANN 57 activities call taking place on Thursday, 7th of October 2016 at 0400 UTC. On the call today, we have Satish Babu, Holly Rage, Maureen Hillier, Billy Ken, and Ali El-Meshal. We have received apologies from Cheryl Langdonor. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Adam Peek, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Yushin Mazar. Finally, if I could please remind all participants to state their names before speaking for the transcript purposes. And over to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yushin. And good day, everybody. I can see that we're all getting ready to travel. Before we start, if there is any support I can provide at Hyderabad, please let me know whether it's informational in terms of whatever information you want or any little support you want in terms of going around the city. I do have a volunteer at my disposal during this time, from the 3rd to the 9th. So if there's anything you wish to do, please let me know. I may be able to help you with whatever it is.
Oh.
So with that, once again, welcome all of you to Hyderabad, India, and of course to this call. This is our last call before the event. We're going to meet each other face-to-face next week. I think things are under control. And this is just to kind of wrap up our preparation for the different activities at Hyderabad that we have planned. I'd once again like to thank everybody, but particularly Holly, for the financial sponsorship that you've brought in. So we are in a comfortable position right now. Thanks also to Maureen for the different pieces of work she has volunteered for, and to the staff for tying it up all together. And with that, we will get started. The first agenda item after welcome is budget and catering update. It's over to Gisela for the update.
Thank you, Satish. Sorry, I'm just checking. No, I'm not on mute. Let me just put up in the Adobe Connect the... Oh, dear.
That's good. It's there. It's okay.
It's five in the for her.
No. Holly. Cloak. Hang on, let me just check. I've got my... Oh dear, it's not playing ball. There we go. I've got the budget that I'm showing now. So the catering update is that we're all set for the catering that we initially ordered. Now, because we've got the additional funding, and if I might, can I just show you on this revised budget, I'm just going to keep it to 100%. Initially what we had was, if I'm just going to run through to few minutes, is the 1,200 from the ALAC, 2,000 GSE, the 2,000 initially what I thought was US Australian dollars from Newstar, 2,500 from AUDA, 1,000 from 1,000 US from Dot Asia, and then 50,000 rupees from INSIG. Now, apparently the new star is 2,000 US and not Australian dollars, so we gain just under 500 US extra to the funding, which now leaves us, after having removed, paid for the entertainment as well as the cocktail and the decorating and Diwali suites, we're left with 1,700 plus minus. Allowing, sorry? Yes, Yuppie. So, we're getting quite, we're only 10 days away from the event now, so I'm looking into getting some additional catering, but actually canapes, and I've asked the hotel to please assist with this, because their way of presenting the calculations, etc., are extremely complicated. So I said, let's just make this very simple. I've given a few ideas of canapes. Please come up with what pricing you can have for the additional funding. And then we've left a little bit of a contingency fund. And if everyone agrees, we'll be going out with one of my colleagues to go and get a few handouts on the ground. So maybe if we can find some nice, very inexpensive, bracelets or whatever we can find, trinkets, something that is Indian and that I think people will appreciate to get as a little souvenir, which also Satish said in a way, which is something they can take away with them, because the food they're not going to get very far with. So if everyone... It will just be instant happiness. So if everyone agrees, we'll be doing that. I will update people. I'm hoping to get the catering through probably over the next few hours. I've had a quick scroll at my email. I unfortunately haven't had an update yet. As soon as I do get that, I'll let everyone know, and I hope everyone's happy with that. Sorry.
Thanks, Gisela. It sounds fine to me. Before I open up for comments, I'd like to also point out that we would perhaps, we should get a gift for Piranuj. Adi, if you have some funds left over, maybe we can also buy something for that. So are there any comments on the budget? Once again, thanks to all the supporters and funders who have helped us to kind of salvage the situation. It was looking pretty bad a couple of months back, but it's looking good now. And thanks to everybody, and particularly to Gisela and staff for working on this and trimming down some of these things. So, seeing no hands, we are moving on. The next is agenda item number 3, the artistic folkloric performance. Back to Gisela.
Thank you very much, Satish Gisela, again. The performance is all booked. We're just working on the payment details, and as far as the logistics, we're all set up. I think we're going to, there's quite a little bit for the logistics that I'll be seeing directly when I'm on the ground next week, but all set, and I think it's going to work out beautifully.
Right. Thanks for that, Gisela. Are there any comments or questions? I don't see anything, so we now move on to the showcase agenda. Can we have the agenda, please? I mean, the showcase program, please. Right. So we have the program on the screen. Pretty much, let's see if I can zoom in. Right, so we started at 6:30 p.m., 5 minutes welcome, 2.5 minutes by Erin and Steve, 2.5 minutes by Himalia, 2 minutes by Alan, 2 minutes each, 6 minutes by the sponsors. The rest is the networking. And then the last item, closing and comments. Ali has volunteered. In the last meeting, we had a discussion who should be doing this. So I had proposed, or rather checked with Ali whether he would like to do it. After thinking about it, he feels that he can do it. So I would suggest that we change my name to Ali's name for the closing. The only thing that is left over is that Piranuj gift or thanks or whatever. I would like to do that. It's possible for about 30 seconds. But between Ali and I, we can manage that. Or maybe the entire leadership team can hand over the gift to Piranuj. So what are the general thoughts on that?
Sorry, Satish. I think that's good if we are all on the same place that we thank her and we hand over her the gift. It will be great, even for taking a photo with her.
Right. So are there any other comments on this? I am unfortunately unable to unzoom, so I can't see the hand raised. Heidi says, can we replace cocktail reception to networking and music? I also agree. We don't want to kind of overemphasize the cocktail part.
This is Heidi. I just, you know, my thought would be that this is a networking event as well as, you know, the showcase. So rather than cocktail reception, that might lead people to believe it's just a bar with drinks flowing, maybe just something about networking and entertainment or networking and music, et cetera. Thank you.
Right, so that can be changed. So can we then, the last closing, can we put in the queue about a minute for Piranuj, although we don't have to put it in the program and make it public, can be a surprise item, and then closing by Ali for about 2 or 3 minutes. We have Gisela, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Gisela here. Just a quick question with regards to I'm just looking at the program. When we're going to thank the sponsors, and I think it just needs to be clear on this program, bearing in mind that we are also setting up a web page where we'll have the logos, etc. So the INSIG logo, New Star, Auda.Asia, and will we also have here, because I see that we've got acknowledgement of AP Ralo sponsors, the naming. So that will be our three main sponsors that I've just mentioned, .Asia, New Star, and Auda, and then we'll obviously add INSIG there. Because at the bottom, we've got 2 minutes per... when it comes down to speaker line 4, we've got 2 minutes per sponsor. And I guess, will you be representing INSIG?
Thank you, Gisela, Satish, again. Maureen, I will get back to you right now, but there's no response to this question. Last time we had said that it would be safer not to get Dr. Govind to speak. So what I will do is I will introduce three of the INSIG representatives while I'm speaking. I don't know at what point. So who's going to call out the sponsors to speak? Is someone going to request each of them to speak? Is there a kind of master ceremony? Or am I going to invite each of the speakers? If so, then there is no problem because I will ask the first three sponsors to speak, and the fourth one, INSIG, I will just introduce them and say they are here and move on, so that we don't lose any time. I also represent INSIG, so it's a good thing. Maureen?
Thank you, Satish. Maureen, for the record. Wanted to ask Gisela who I would give the slideshow to. It's sort of like quite a big one because it's got all the photos and things on it. So who do I pass that on to?
So Maureen, Gisela here. If I may, just on the program of the getting back to the program again, with regards to the sponsors, I'm contacting them to see who their speakers are, and I actually haven't had a speaker confirmed from either of the three sponsors. New Star, unfortunately, George Pongas, neither George Pongas nor Adrian Kindris will be there, but we're working on hopefully have someone else representing them. Alder, the CEO, still get to get back to me whether he will be speaking. And with regards to .Asia, I'm just confirming who will step up and speak for them. So it's all in progress. We'll have all the information by the time we get there. And Maureen, with regards to your slideshow, if you could please hand it to Ariel. She will be assisting us. We'll have a laptop there. We'll have two laptops in the room. We'll be able to use one of the staff laptops. And then we'll have the usual presentation laptop that you see staff working off during the sessions. As we only, again, if I may emphasize, we only have a 15-minute turnaround, so we'll need all hands on deck to help the place look really good and tidy up a little bit. And, I've got all my little lanterns, but I'll prepare those ahead of time because you've actually got to build them at this stage. And Ariel will be dealing with the technical side, and she's used to it, and she knows how it needs. She will work with tech, getting it up on one of the screens, and then we'll have the PowerPoint presentation with the names of the speakers that will be on the other screen and will be in the background as and when people come up and step up to speak. Now, just with regards to the presentations, the speaker slide, I believe that staff will be doing that, and Maureen, just correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm assuming so. I just want to give the flash drive that's got the presentation handed over, and I'll have it set up so it's flicking over, and everything. So
that'll be ready. That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you very much, Maureen Giesler here. And the sooner we get that to Ariel, the better. We can just do a quick test with her computer and possibly even a test with the audiovisual guys there well before the showcase, just to make sure that it will all feed in correctly.
Not a problem. Okay.
Maureen, can I suggest you email it to her? Because it's almost too late. If you get a flash drive and anything happens to you,
it's 20 megs. It's 20 megs.
Oh, right. Can you put it in Dropbox?
Dropbox?
Yes, I could do Dropbox.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Do Dropbox.
All right. Okay, then. We'll do that.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on Adam's photograph and slide. I'd just like to add that.
Adam. We're waiting.
Adam, see you too.
He said yes. He knows.
Yeah, he did yes.
Me as well, Maureen. I was thinking of you.
I think he's heard it. He's typing.
Adam, you were saying something? I was not able to hear you.
He's typing.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm difficult to photograph. All right. That's no excuse.
Right, so let's move on then. Are there any final comments? Vibula, you have a hand up. Is it an old hand?
Very old.
Right. Any further comments on this? So we will move on then to the next item, which is number 5, capacity building. There are two parts of this. One is the status of the RSVP, other, of course, the program itself. So can we know what is the status of the RSVP, as in how many do we have as of now? How many participants?
Satish Giesler here. Yes, we can. I'm not going to put it up on the screen. We have currently got 11 RSVPs for this session, so the numbers are looking quite good. I think that we can send possibly one last reminder, and then in the head count, just for the sessions, I'll be counting all the AP RALO leaders as well. I believe that the fellows will be getting lunch in their session, and their session is usually running from about 11 to 1-ish every day. Fellows joining us from their sessions will already have had lunch from what I understand, but the headcount of 30 that we do have, I think, will be able to cover everyone. What I do need to know, however, is for the capacity building session, we did get someone from, and apologies in the delay speaking, but we got, someone from Albania, Focion Costa, who's interested in coming. He's an ICANN 57 fellow, and I did ask what we're doing, because Albania is in the European region, whether this, and I haven't responded yet, and that's when Satish then sent out the reminder to say that we'd obviously like to give priority to AP RALO members, but if you can just let me know if we'll accept this Albanian person.
I don't have a problem with
it. Thank you, Satish here. I don't think there's any issue, because it is not as if we are kind of flooded with questions. We can certainly make room for one more person. But my personal position, if there are any kind of contrarian positions, please let us know. But otherwise, I think we should take him in. So one more reminder will be sent out. I will send out a reminder maybe in a couple of days' time. I will also speak to some people in person so that we can fill them in. So, Holly, do you want to update us on the program again?
Yeah, okay. What I'm doing, and Maureen sent me Adam's stuff, which is useful, I'm preparing a slide. The basic format is going to be a reasonably brief presentation from me, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Four topics that I've set out, starting with ICANN, then getting back to the RALOs, and then getting to the policy topics, and then getting to the IANA stuff. And the one person I would like to have talk about IANA would be Leon, if I can get him. So that's the one thing I have to do, is approach him. But then break up into about three or four groups and have each group tasked with providing some information. Mainly because otherwise they'll just be talked to and they will go to sleep, because that's what people do if they've been talked to all day. So I'm getting those slides done probably tomorrow, and what I will do, Gisela, is send those to Ariel. I'm just going to send one slide deck, but she can break it up into four. It'll be obviously where the break is, and I'll just bring that on my own little drive as well in case anything happens. But that will be done well before I leave Sydney. So that's where I'm up to, and I can accommodate as many people as are there, or as the room will accommodate. Okay?
Great. That sounds great. So I think that's pretty much on track. And
yep.
As Gisela said earlier, I think all of us, the AP RALO leaders, should be there as well, which I don't think should be a problem. So are there any comments? Heidi has a comment. Please go ahead, Heidi.
Yes, thank you, Satish. Holly, I wanted to just make sure that you're seeing all of the items that I have linked to not only this page, but more up-to-date is the normal at-large workspace for ICANN 57. Gisela, if you could put that quickly in, that would be great. Because I've linked a lot of the infographics and beginner's guides and all sorts of information that would be useful. So I'm just wondering, are you planning to show those? We could, thank you, Sylvia. We could print some of those perhaps. or basically just highlight them to everyone so they do see them. They really are very useful, I think.
Oh, yeah, no. And Heidi, if you can send that link to me through an email or Skype, that would be great. I was certainly planning to include links, and it might be what I was also thinking of is looking at the material, and it may be really smart to have just a page with links that they can actually take away and use or email them, because that's easier to link. But highlight some of the material and then just tell them that this is available. I haven't thought through whether to have the material there or not. I want to just have a look at what's there and maybe have a couple of things. I don't want to overwhelm them with information because they'll sit there and read it. And basically, I want them to sit there and pay attention. So, look, can you and I tic-tac about that tomorrow?
Yeah, Holly, this is Heidi. I'm actually writing you an email now with our workspace links and
okay.
just giving you some quick directions on how to get to the pages
that
you want to get to. Okay.
I will be finished marking today for that tomorrow.
Right. Thanks, Julie, for the update. Vivila, would you like to make a comment?
Sorry, yes, if I may, Satish. Just to say that with regards to all RSVPs, what we'll be doing afterwards then, I guess, is sending them a quick reminder with the 4 days of the capacity building sessions, the timings, because the timings are not the same every day, and I know it's a little confusing, but it's usually what happens at an ICANN meeting, and also the meeting rooms to make sure that it's very clearly indicated which meeting room they'll be in. And then we'll obviously copy the AP RALO leadership on those as well so that they're aware of what's going out. And I think it would just literally just be to give the link to the program that we see here on the Adobe Connect. And if there's anything that you then wish to add in that email, please let me know. It's just going to be short and sweet. So that they know where the program is, and as everything is very kindly linked there now, thank you, Heidi, they will also be able to go to all those links and maybe just put in the email, please note the hyperlinks in the program, and please take the time to read them or whatever it is. But I think it would be nice for them just to have a clear little email with the timings, the rooms, a copy of the venue plan, and not overload them in too much information in that email, but so that they know where to be and what time, and promptly.
Yes.
Right. Thanks, Vivila, for that. I would like to check on one more thing with you, Vivila. Have we sent out the message on the capacity building program to some of the individual email IDs that we had?
Yes, there's an email that has gone out, and what I'm going to do is send it again because there haven't been any more email RSVPs through that, but it's just basically taking your email and forwarding the one that you've sent now a couple of times to the APAC list, and I've just forwarded that to the individual email addresses. I'll do that again. And just copy the organizing committee so that you can see that that's gone out.
Right. And one last thing I can do is the input list is now about 45 people who are part in the input, and most of them are also attending ICANN. So I will send out an email in that group as well so that any of them who are interested can join us. So, any other closing comments on the capacity building program? Not seeing any hands, we will move on to...
Satish.
Sorry.
I think just for remote for the remote manager who will be with us in the room that day. It might be quite nice just to know ahead of time whoever's leading that specific capacity building session. If you could just let us know that we know which documents you'd like to show up on the screen during the session, that we've just got them prepared and they've been PDF, etc. Because obviously we've got quite a few links in the program, but will you be wanting to show all those links, etc.? Just that we're not wasting time because we're already very short on time. Thank you.
Right. Which means we might need a meeting on this while we are there in person, maybe a day before, so that we can finish the final planning. We will set up a press meeting, yes. So thanks, Gisela, for that suggestion. Maybe you can set up a meeting sometime on the previous day. Right. So moving on. In case there's nothing much to update, we are about 44 participants at this point, of which 15 are international. The rest are Indian, and everything is under control as far as MCB is concerned. The last point that I have today on the agenda is outreach to universities, and it's over to yesterday there was a call that Adam had convened. I was not there, unfortunately, but Maureen was there, and Dave was there, and I think the call went off well. So it's over to Adam for an update.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me. Yes, the update on the universities is... Thank you. Good. All looking okay at the moment. There may be... let's see where to begin. Okay. So we have groups from, as I've mentioned before, the Indian Institute of Technology coming from the National Law University, and hopefully there will be some people from the IITH as well, which is the group that Satish is organizing India SIG with. So we've a session, there's also a net mission session ongoing, and that's really the activity that we hope they will continue to be active in on both Friday the 4th and Saturday the 5th. So we've arranged sessions, and the first one, and this is one where we'd like at largest support to the extent possible. This is from 1345 to 1500 on Friday the 4th, and it's ICANN from Civil Society and End User Perspectives, and the idea is to have speakers from at large from NPOC, NCUC, giving an introduction to respective missions and activities and what you do, sort of trying to both tell the students what happens in these groups, but also entice them to think about joining or joining in the future. Obviously, there's an outreach element to this. Then there's a split ongoing where the groups, the students who have a sort of technical orientation will have a 90-minute session discussing and hearing about ICANN from a sort of technology perspective, and Satish has kindly agreed to join that and give some background, I think mainly on IDNs would be wonderful. And at the same time, 15, so this is 3:15 to 4:45, there'll be a policy-oriented lecture, and that's being supported by the Centre for Communications Government from National Law University of Delhi. There are graduates from the Hyderabad University from the Delhi University, just to be confusing. So we have graduates of the local university organizing that particular event. Hopefully it will be our old friend Vivek, who is a professor at the National Law University in Hyderabad, and he will be bringing his students as the core group for this. These are all open meetings, but Vivek's students will hopefully be the core for that. And then it moves on into 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock on the Friday evening. Net Mission will begin their discussion and preparation for organizing a model ICANN meeting where on They will also have preparation sessions for that on the Saturday leading up to this model meeting, where they will role-play a CCWG-type event, so a cross-community working group-type discussion, as an event for the students to sort of role-play ICANN activities, something that NetMission has done quite often in the AP region. So we're hoping that that will be of interest. The only other thing, Kelvin sends his apologies. They're getting very busy in Singapore, as you can imagine, preparing for the meeting, and he has a meeting clash today. Already mentioned that there's, there's a course that has been prepared for the students as a preparatory for ICANN 57. This is pulling together modules that exist already on ICANN Learn into a discrete package for the meeting. And if you go to the ICANN Learn site, you would find that as the first course available. There was one particular video, which I'm sure you've all seen before, which is basically what does ICANN do, and that was one that I mentioned I thought might be useful for Holly for the the capacity building course. Just 2 or 3 minutes, a nice simple introduction.
Yep.
But there may be other things, snippets in there that might be useful. The other is, and I don't know how much At Large has had materials translated, but there was a little bit of an effort to get some introductory materials from, and those, one second, please, while I switch windows and check what I've got there. Yeah, there's an introduction to civil society at work in ICANN is the title of it, and it actually begins with basically 2 or 3 sentences to say what At Large is, what an ALS is, what a RALO is, and what ALAC is. And that's available in Hindi and Telugu, which I'm probably mispronouncing awfully, the local dialect in the Indian language. So that, if you're interested, if you went to the ICANN page, there's the Get Started pull-down menu, and then I think you go down to Newcomers, and it's actually at the very bottom of that page. But I can send the URLs if anyone's interested in that. It also has an introduction to both NPOC and NCUC, but the beginning 3 or 4 paragraphs are actually about the At-Large. So if you've not got other sources of local information, then that does exist. So I'll send those links when I shut up and put them into the chat. So that's really the update for now. The schedule on the ICANN webpage is a bit confusing because it looks like it's one very long block which is not described, and we have to update the schedule with some details. This is for the Friday afternoon, and I'll be doing that. It's been a matter of waiting for the things to coalesce and gel into sessions that we know we can now support. So there's time now to put those into more detail so that people know what's going on. And that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam, for the update. There are 2 questions in the chat. One is asking about the At-Large leadership session and Gita on whether the detailed program is available on any page or in the schedule. So, Holly, I see your hand up. You want to, is it about the same topic? Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, my question, Adam, is you say you want people from ALAC. Now, we've got a leadership, we've got the usual leadership session, so if you're going to drag people out of there, which I think you're asking for what and for how long, and maybe that's just something that the leadership team can say, well, who's going and who's best and who can do it. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that is what I'm asking. So 1345 to 1500 is the session. I will get back to you, but I think it would be, as I said, the intention is introduce mission and activities. I don't know, Holly, it was mentioned that you and perhaps Dave might be able to do it. I can try and give you a specific slot within that.
I didn't catch. I don't know. Anyway, look, I'll leave that with you, and maybe you and Alan can sort out what it is you want and who you want and whatever. Be great.
Right. Adam, perhaps we can get back to us.
Yep. Thank you.
Right. Thanks very much, Adam, for that. And do you have the program, the detailed program, somewhere?
No.
Yeah, I don't see any response from Adam. So, Gizla, I suggest you contact him over email.
Sorry, no, the program isn't up on the wiki page. I'm getting, when my microphone is on, the speakers seem to implode. No, the program isn't up on the wiki page, but it will be copied over to the main ICANN.
Right. Thanks, Adam. That sounds okay. Are there any questions regarding the university outreach? So we expect some more details on this from Adam over the next few days. And with that, I see Gisela's hand raised. Please go ahead, Gisela.
Thank you, Satish. Sorry, just trying to clarify. Adam, you don't have this program up yet. When I think what I heard was, and sorry, there was a lot of static on my line, but I was just letting everyone speak. I don't know if it was only me hearing all the static. But when is it that you were looking at having people coming to join? Can you just give us the day and the time, please? I think we missed that.
Yes, sorry. It's Friday. Hello. I probably shouted in your ear just then. it's Friday, November the 4th, 1345 to 1500.
That's what I thought. Yes, I did think it was Friday because I was on the outreach call yesterday and I did see the program that you had up in the Adobe Connect. So if you have anything, even just in the meantime, possibly even that slide or whatever you had up in the Adobe Connect yesterday, if you could perhaps send that through to at-large staff, just that we already can see that program, that would be extremely helpful while we wait for it to be up on the main schedule, unless it's already up on the main schedule and I did miss it. It's just that meetings team are traveling to Hyderabad, have probably arrived or are arriving shortly, so by the time that gets put into place, it's probably got another 24, 48 hours, and it would just help us to know what's happening on your side for the outreach and who's speaking, etc. That would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Gisela, for that. We hope, Adam has already briefed us on this schedule, but it would be good to have details. Thanks, Adam, for that. Are there any other questions to Adam? Not seeing any hand raised. We will go on to the last item on the agenda, which is any other business. Are there any other comments on any of the activities we are doing at Hyderabad? So one of the action items is to have a prep meeting. I think, Gisela, you have to include it in the action item. A prep meeting for the different sessions an early date so that we have time to review each of the things. So this first meeting will be the last action item to be added to the list. Gisela, please go ahead.
Sorry, yes. Just with regards to that prep painting, don't expect a doodle from me now. What I'll do is I'm going to arrive on the ground next week. I'm just going to check to what extent we need prep on which parts of this Aprile activities. We definitely will have a prep meeting. It will probably be during one of the coffee breaks or maybe in the morning. If we start at 9 o'clock, I might just ask everyone to be there at 9:15. I need to see also with regards to the showcase to have a quick walk through of that. I need to see from meetings team who is our main contact point there and who will be doing it with us and obviously their availability as well. So in order to avoid too many emails and doodles and all that, once we're on the ground, I'll get the core people and I'll line us up for about 15 minutes to make sure that we cover all the points. So not only the showcase, but also the capacity building sessions to know what we need to be showing on the screen to make sure that we've got the slideshow and also with regards to the little handouts. But I'll see again on site what we'll be able to find. So don't be surprised if you only hear from me once we all get to Hyderabad. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gisela.
Thanks very much, Gisela. Right. So are there any closing comments? I don't see any hands. So I think with that, we will close this meeting and we will see each other in Hyderabad early next week. So until then, safe travel and meet you all in Hyderabad. Thanks
Thank
and
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for all. Bye. See you soon.
Safe travels, everyone. See you all
Thank
in
you.
Hyderabad.
Bye.
Bye.